I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.
And they find out that Brandon has been playing vampire with Julia's neck. Now, what is it with the mom that she keeps acting like they're children?
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in on A Little Bit of Everything with me, and I am your host, Angelica. This is a podcast that talks about a little bit of everything, so sit back and enjoy the show. It's 90 Day Fiancé time with my co-host,
the Coupon Queen, Pen.
Why, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode. We are recapping 90 Day Fiancé Season 8, Episode 5, Who's the Boss? But before we even get started, how you doing, Coupon Queen Pen, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I am awesome.
Now, what did you think of last night's episode before we dive into these couples?
I think it was named wrong. Because everybody just kept saying, oh my gosh, this person gave up so much. You have to see my side of it. It should have just been called, you need to see my side of it.
We have to think as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Periscope. And yes, we want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. Wow, it's crazy. Some of these couples, I don't even know what to say anymore. So who did you want to start with?
Let's start, I guess, at the top of the episode. Let's get the sugar mama out of the way. That was a bit weird.
Okay, so we finally got to see Stephanie a little bit more, but right, not fully. We got to meet two of her cousins who are going in to get treatment. One of them's done her weight loss treatment, and the other one wants to get on some treatment. And she finally gets to tell them, hey, I cannot wait till the borders open so I can head over to Belize and see Ryan.
It's just super crazy with the whole I want to see Ryan thing. And did you see their faces? I think their faces were saying exactly what we were all thinking. Like, what the fudge, lady?
Yeah, they were not too happy about it. They are kind of like what we're all thinking is, are you crazy? What is with this guy? Like, what is it that he's got that you want? Now, the worst part is that we find out that she knows a friend who owns a hotel or resort. And since Ryan needs to find a job and needs to work, she asked the friend if Ryan can get a job, but I pay his wage. I was like, WTF, what are you doing?
I keep asking, can I get friends like this? I just need like two or three. Like, if anyone wants to like beg someone if they can pay for my stuff, the queen pin is not, you know, I don't get it. Like, what is going on? Who does that?
Stephanie does.
She's paying. When I heard it, I actually had to rewind it and pause. Because this was just the nuttiest thing. I think she's actually out Caesared Caesar.
Yeah.
And if no one remembers who Caesar is, Caesar's the guy that was dating Maria, a.k.a. Mario, who we all thought was going to be some guy, you know, sitting with no shirt behind a computer screen, which ended up being a real person. But if you guys remember, he was clipping coupons and eating oodles and noodles and borrowing money from his boss to take trips to Mexico that this woman was not showing up for.
Right. And the fact that she's paying his wage, it just still blows my mind. And the faces of her cousins was everybody's reaction to it. Like, WTF. You're kidding me, right? This is what you're actually doing?
Exactly.
I honestly don't know the logic behind it. Yes, he needs a job, but let him work for it. Or could have just said, you know, maybe do some volunteer work. I don't know. I know he needs to make money, but it's just ridiculous.
But gets better. Remember, she's also paying rent for the family members. Like, she's paying all their bills and buying all their food.
Okay. Well, this is kind of like a Pedro situation where, you know, hey, I have to send money back to the family, so I'm going to have to pay for everything, but yet living in an apartment and can't get a two-bedroom apartment, according to Chantel. And, yeah, this is Stephanie who's got tons of money, who's just throwing it all away to Ryan and the family. And I just, like, what is happening?
Well, what's ticking me off is this man can't even bother to answer her phone calls. Remember, she's calling him and he's pretending like, hey, I'm cooking fish and rice. Yeah, okay. No. Mm-mm.
I'm not liking this at all. But hey, it is Stephanie. Stephanie, like, okay, she's got money. Great. She's got everything. But this Ryan guy is going to drive her to the ground, and she doesn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't deserve that at all. It's just, ooh. I don't know. He's definitely using her. I'm sorry. He's definitely mm-hmm. using her.
Yeah.
This is like using 101.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm curious is what type of car he's going to ask for. Is he going to get a Maserati too or a Ferrari?
A Tesla.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if go big or go home. Like, come on.
Saving the environment too.
Yeah, I don't know. This couple is one. I just don't see it working. I don't see it working at all.
I don't see it working either, but it's just like, wow, okay, it's funny because we've seen this happen over time, especially right. with these age gaps and these couples. And it's like, okay, why hasn't anybody opened up their eyes?
I don't know. This is the thing that's bugging me out. I don't know why no one has been like, ooh, look, that 90-dayer got screwed. I shouldn't do this. Like, no. Everybody's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to send you my rent money. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we really watching these people send, you know, bill money or money that's taking to run their business to another person who kind of couldn't give them the time of day? I don't know. It's just like, it bugs me out. But we've seen this, I don't know, countless times with different cast members, different seasons. It's like the faces change, but the game plan is always the same.
I definitely agree with what you said. It's the same game plan, different faces. If I could talk today. But yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm so over this couple right now.
Me too.
So who do you want to talk about next?
Oh boy, can we go into Tarek and Hazel? Because there wasn't much drama.
Well, yeah, we could talk about Tarek and Hazel. That was funny. I like the breakfast ordering. Like, he was like, I want chicken and waffles. I want French toast. I want eggs. I want this. I was just like, at one point, I was just like, what? I would have said, okay, he just wants everything on the front of the menu. Just bring that. Like, he just kept ordering for like 15 minutes. And then he's telling her, I want you to taste America in one sitting.
Right.
I was very confused.
I do have to give it to Tariq. Sorry, I kept saying Tariq for some reason. Tariq. I have to give it to him because he is super excited to have Hazel finally here in America. And it's like he wants to give her everything. Like, we have to do this. We got to do that. You got to get a taste of this. You got to have waffles. You got to get everything. And you know what? That really shows me how much he's really putting the time into this. Because if we've seen previous couples, what do? It's either they try to do something, but they can't. There's always usually fighting and complaining. And I feel like besides Hazel complaining about the condition of his house, she was able to kind of like brush it off slowly and kind of figure out, what is this dishwasher? What does this machine do?
Right.
And I really like that about, I was going to say Tariq again, Tariq. And I really like the fact that he shows so much love to Hazel that he's just like, we got to go out there. We got to explore America. I got to give you America.
Yeah, he seems to be really into it, which is like good to see with a fiance, because normally it's like, well, you came to my house. What more do you want?
He's really investing a lot of time in making sure Hazel's stay is actually a great one. And he's really pumped up, and so is she. So they head over to a restaurant to have some breakfast. Again, like you mentioned, he just wants to order everything right off the table, and it's like off the menu. And this poor girl's kind of like, what is this? What am I trying? What am I eating?
She's just like, I want vegetables and rice for breakfast. Can we just do that? Like, and it's so funny when she's like dipping the French toast into the syrup, and she's like, oh my gosh, breakfast is sweet. This is like not pleasant. It was so funny, like her reaction. She's like, okay.
Well, at least she didn't tell him, give him a bunch of rules of what to do after this breakfast, like some other couple, which we'll definitely get into.
Oh yeah.
Later on. But yeah. Overall, I really loved how he was very so passionate about her arrival and trying to make the best of it. I know there's many years to do that, but he really wants to give her first day one of the best days.
Well, he wants to do a lot on day one. He wants to get married too. Like, wow. I have to say, I agree with Hazel with the whole, like, can we slow down, buddies? Like, I think I found a venue. You did? Like, wow. He takes her to that, what is it, the multicultural center? I was like, okay. And she's being really insistent because she wants to get married in a church. That's her background. That's what she wants to have. And he's just like, no. I don't feel comfortable going there, and I just rather have it here. And he even schedules some sort of a tour so that she can see, you know, this cultural center, which she's still not convinced. She is not convinced at all. She's just like, okay, no. But even though she tells him, you know, I'll think about it. We'll consider it. You know, the one thing that I honestly have to say that I love about Hazel is she's just like not cutting him off, because we've seen this before where a fiance will, you know, cut their partner off like, oh, no, this is the way it's going, you know, so she's good about it like that.
I definitely agree. I really agree. I love this couple. We've seen them in the past. We've seen them evolve. I feel like they're going to be together. But next week, Hazel ends up finding out a girl that he's been talking to or looking at. I have no idea, because every 90-dayer has their own definition of cheating and hooking up. So we're going to find out what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, but this seems to be a thing of long-distance relationships. So it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So yeah, we will see next week. And she also gets to meet his daughter. So we will see. Okay, so do we go into Helicopter Mom? Or do we go into the Snow White rug?
This is a tough one.
Or do we just go into yes?
You know, let's just go into Rebecca and Zied. Oh my gosh. Okay. Rebecca, this woman, I'm lost for words. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to dive into it. I'm trying to figure out the other stuff that happened. But the biggest thing that really bothered me was she's like, I had to find a place that Zied and I would be comfortable, because Zied won't be happy staying at his at her daughter's place, which, understandable. I get it. You know, that's whatever you choose to do, you do it. But she ended up going back to the same apartment that she lived with her ex-husband. Now, she's making it such a big deal. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do want to hear your opinion on this. She's freaked out because I have to tell Zied. I don't know if she said I have to tell him or I need to tell him, or is he going to find out that this was the same apartment that I was with my ex-husband. Now, I was thinking, and actually, my husband did say this. He's like, you don't have to tell him that you were living with them. Like, that's information that's in the past. It's been
right,
locked up.
Right. But I got the impression she was afraid of the neighbors saying something. You know, like, mm-hmm. We all have that one nosy neighbor that's like, wait, girl, that's not your ex-husband. What happened to Mr. Morocco? You know, so we all know that one person. Mm-hmm. So I think that may be what she's afraid of, is the whole, you know, one of the neighbors saying something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, kudos to your husband. He's right. Like, she doesn't have, if no one says anything, like, Rebecca, keep your mouth shut. Like, why would you have to say anything?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Seriously.
Why would you have to say anything? You don't have to say anything.
And again, this is the woman who decided to tell him that about 22 years ago, she kissed a woman. So it's like, why do you have to keep bringing up stuff that was 20 years old, that was 10 years old? And I do agree. Like, what is the point? Okay, I understand your point of view. You may have that nosy neighbor either on the first floor, the second floor, the one beside you, above, below you, underneath you, who is going to be like, oh, okay. So Miss Rebecca here has either adopted a grown son or had whoever, relationship-wise, whatever they want to say. And yeah, that can cause something. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know. She just makes a big deal about it. She really does.
Yeah, she does. She's just, and it's not necessary. It's just not necessary. I mean, I don't know. I think that she's just doing too much. I really do. I think she's doing way too much.
She's doing the most.
Yeah. So it's like, and you know she's going to say something. She's going to say something that's going to ruin it. Like, I remember when You know, I had a romantic dinner in the middle of the living room here with my ex from Morocco. This was the first time that I had couscous. She's going to say something that is going to kill a whole vibe, that is going to just, oh my gosh. I'm telling you guys, she's going to ruin this.
She is. You're right. She's gonna pick something so dumb. She's gonna be probably sitting in the living room, like you mentioned, and she's gonna get all these horrible memories or good ones, whatever memories she's had with her ex-husband, and say, "Oh my gosh, I can't sit here. I can't sit here." And Zia's gonna be like, "Oh, no sit, baby. It's okay." And then all of a sudden, it's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't. I just can't be here. I need some air. I need some air." And then she's gonna be like, "You know what's the problem, Ziad? It's just this apartment is the same apartment that I had with my ex-husband."
See, but you're explaining it wrong. You see, you have to do it in like soccer mom talking to the 3-year-olds. Like, see, this house, same house, ex-husband. Like, you have to pretend like you're talking to someone who has no commands of any language, not even just no command of the English language, no command of any language. I mean, like, you have to go like full on pre-romper room, pre-kindergarten. Like, you just have to talk like, you're just above making one syllable words.
Oh my gosh, yes, you're right. Oh gosh. Anything else to add to these guys?
No, but I'm waiting because, next week he arrives and whoo boy. Her son-in-law does not look pleased at all. At all.
He's not happy.
So we will see. Okay, so who's next? I guess we can go with Jovi and Yara.
Sure, let's do it.
So, speaking of Jovi and Yara, there's been some information on the internet. Actually, a lot of people have probably seen it. The video floating around of Yara saying, "I'm looking for a foreigner to pay all of my bills. You know, they're better than Ukrainian men." It's like, oh, shoot. Here we go. So it looks like, and I hate to say it, but it looks like Yara's another one that, I keep saying Ukraine is the country that keeps on giving with a 90 Day Fiance. We always have these amazing women who know how to kind of, I'm starting to think these women need to give master classes in how to get money from men. Because these women are, and they're not pulling small amounts. Like they're doing tens of thousands of dollars at a time. I mean, and they're able to get them from like people who don't even have it. Like, how do you convince someone to borrow money from their boss that they don't have? I don't know. But yeah, so this has surfaced on the internet, and people are losing their minds because they're saying maybe she's not really in love with Jovi. Maybe she's just here for the money and she's just looking to go back to her country when she's done. Like, once his bank account has been drained. But yeah, so these two, finally, the rug arrives via Amazon. And Yara loves the white rug. It reminds her of Snow that she's so convinced that she will never see again. Yara, let me tell you something. There's been something called global warming, and Louisiana has been receiving snow, so you'll be fine. But now she's getting all over Jovi. You have to take off your shoes. You have to take off your shoes. No one in the Ukraine, no one in the Netherlands wears shoes in the house. So now he's like freaking out, like, really? So he goes and he complies, and he's actually starting to kind of get it. Like, you know, Yara's come from another country and she's here. She didn't have to come here, but she's here. And so, you know, he's conceding, even though, guys, remember last week he didn't like the rug. He was so dead set against the rug. He's like, no, 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 no. But so she got the rug. And here's the other issue is now, remember, he only had 2 weeks before he had to go back to work, and he'll be gone to work for a whole month because he works 1 month on and 1 month off. So it's like, oh, crud. And I kind of can't blame her because he takes her out for, you know, their last meal before he goes to work for the month. And she's like, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I want to do. And, you know, I want you here with me. This is not fair. And she actually brings up, which is really, I didn't know it was that bad. According to Jovi, he didn't know it was that bad that when she lost the baby, she actually had to have surgery. And she wasn't in the Ukraine. She was actually in Albania with no passport. And she actually still harbors those feelings, which I will honestly say I can't blame her. I can't blame her for harboring those feelings because the person you love really just like goes off, leaves you, no passport, no nothing, pregnant, and you're about to go into surgery. Like, I'm like sitting here like mind blown. So, of course, she's like, I'm not hearing you. I'm not feeling you. This is just not happening. And he keeps saying he didn't know it was that bad. He didn't know it was that bad. And now she's saying, you know, she has to consider whether she actually wants to have children with this man. Because he goes to work for a whole month and she feels like she won't have any help. So, what did you think of that whole situation?
Well, my husband actually said, because he watched it with me last night. He did watch it with me. He was just saying how he's an idiot for not giving her enough time in advance to say, hey, like, I'm going to be going away for work. You could have said it before her arrival. She could have prepped something up or could have possibly delayed a little bit on her visa or something. I thought that he's not very welcoming, despite of the whole rumors and the situation we've been seeing on the internet with her. There's been so many rumors out there that I'm just like, we're trying to dig into it to kind of see what's true, what's not. But we're waiting actually for Frauded by TLC, which is an Instagram page that you guys got to check out for all your 90-day details. But despite of all of that, I feel like she really wants to make this work, but she's also not loving the way Jovi is acting. Now, Jovi's kind of been wishy-washy, if you guys haven't noticed. Like, he hasn't he hasn't been able to kind of just listen to Yara. Yeah, okay, she loves everything in the store, but he could have handled the situation differently. He could have told her a couple months in advance, because I'm pretty sure your job, if or anything were to happen, if you have to work nights, unless you're, I don't know what position, well, if you're on call, they'll tell you, hey, we need you. But he could have notified her and said, hey, like, I'm going to be away for a month. But he brushes it off like, oh, I can get away with this. Let me just take her to a nice dinner. And, you know, I'm going to treat her like a queen for that night and then buy her an iPhone. And then, you know, everything's going to be okay. No, no, buddy. That's not how it works here. As much as she enjoyed and wanted the gift, but at the same time, it washes out pretty quickly after dinner. And the fact that she shares what happened during that time and she was like left alone during surgery. And he's just like, well, I didn't know you needed surgery. How was I supposed to know? Well, I didn't think you would need surgery for that. Like, where's the communication between those two when this all happened? Wasn't there a doctor there to kind of say, oh, who's your partner? Oh, by the way, he left. Maybe he did leave during that time. Like, he's very wishy-washy. He wants to live the bachelor life. And I'll tell you this, and I swear, if my husband's right, because he's the type of guy to watch two episodes, and then towards the final, he'll be like, oh, I want to see who's made it and not. He blows my mind of how correct he is with every single couple. He says, this girl's trying hard to actually be with him, but then he's being wishy-washy to her, leaving her abandoned, but then also they're not going to work out. She's going to either move back, go somewhere else, or find somebody else.
Yeah, I have to agree. I don't think they're going to work out. I don't think that it's so much that. I think because you get people like this that they're so set in how they've been living that even though they want someone in their life, they don't know how to share their life with someone. And I think that's really what Jovi's problem is, because he did go and get the apartment, but he wasn't considering her. It was like, oh, well, I have to get this apartment for Yara. Yara's coming. I need to have my own place. You know, so, but he wasn't considering her. And even the way he acted in the store with the whole like, oh, I'm not putting that in my house. And it's like, mine, mine, mine. No, no, no. Mine, mine, mine. So I just think he's really too set in his ways. And his job doesn't kind of permit for that. Now, the crazy part is, I agree, he should have told her, you know, well, hey, schedule it for this, you know, time, so that way I'm just coming off of the month of being at work, and then I have a month to dedicate to being with you. You know, and she even says, like, he got her used to that, where, you know, he was with her for the entire month. But he goes away for a month, and now she has to, you know, she has to rush and get married if she wants to stay. I don't know. She's trying, but he's selfish. Mm-hmm. He's very, very selfish. He's not thinking of anyone except for himself.
I agree with you. He's very set in his ways. He hasn't been able to, like you said, be able to live with somebody else. He's been living this bachelor life too long. And, you know, I feel like she is trying hard. Y'all can come at me and be like, no, she's using him. Yeah, there's a certain percentage that she's probably using him. But, you know, for her to, well, she could probably be a good actress as well by playing it off this way. Who knows? But at the end of the day, it's what we see is what we get through our television screens. And clearly, for me, she has been really trying hard. She's been really trying hard to make this work. She's trying to see how she can see herself in this life. Yeah, I get it. She wants to, you know, marry Cristiano Ronaldo, who is already in a long-term relationship with a woman who gave two kids of his own, if that makes any sense. But, you know, she can't have that life. So she's trying to find it through Jovi and be friends, best friends with Kylie and Kendall Jenner and Kim Kardashian. And she does live in the New Orleans while they're all in Las Vegas. So good luck with that, Yara. But I feel like she is trying. She does want that high class life. And we'll see where this takes her.
Yeah, we'll see where this takes her. This is super crazy. So on to our last couple. Oh my gosh. So we have Helicopter Mom versus Julia. Ding, ding, ding. Rumble on the Farm. So, yeah. Or should I say Julia versus the pig? So believe it or not, this time everybody's going to work except for Julia and Aspen, I think her name is. So Aspen and Julia are like running this farm. But the funny thing is that everybody's left at like 3 or 4 in the morning. So she's left to get up by herself, know what she's supposed to do. And remember, the day before, she was running away from every animal on the farm, you know, trying to like feed goats from far away. But here's the thing, and I think a lot of people feel this way. I feel like, I hate to say it, but it's almost like his parents are acting like they got some free labor when she came. Like, she didn't come here to work your farm. That wasn't what she came to do. She's not a day laborer or, you know, she's not hired help. She actually came to be a wife to your son who you signed up for farmers.com. But yeah, I don't know. This whole situation ticks me off. But Aspen actually came and helped her and let her know, you know, you were late. And she's trying to figure out what to do, how to get the eggs from the chickens, you know, how much food to feed the sheep and the goats, and how to feed the pig without getting attacked or feeling like they're going to eat her. And, you know, Aspen kind of helps her through it, but she realizes she doesn't really like this. She doesn't like farm life at all. This is not her. She even says she wasn't used to waking up early. She's a go-go dancer at nightclubs, so she's used to waking up at night. And I don't know with this couple. And then they go to dinner with Mom, Dad, and Pop-Pop. Pop-Pop is hilarious. Pop-Pop is, like, funny. And they find out that Brandon has been playing vampire with Julia's neck. Now, what is it with the mom that she keeps acting like they're children? She really keeps acting like they're children. Like, no, you didn't, Brandon. Oh, no, you didn't. I was like, I thought she was going to like turn to his dad and say, see what your son did. You're on timeout, mister. Like, oh my gosh, lady, like your son is grown. Again, he's old enough to have a cocktail and wine at dinner. Why are we doing this? Why are we having these conversations?
I'm sorry, you left me a vampire. I cannot. Oh my God, I haven't stopped laughing since you said that.
just found it weird that he wanted to bite her. I'm like, who does that, Brandon? But obviously he's like, you know, training for being a vampire or something. I don't know.
Unless he wants to be a beaver.
That too. That too.
Oh gosh. Okay. I have to agree with you. His parents literally thought they were going to get free labor. And the fact that they given her a list to do at the farm. Hello. This is a city girl. Like, she even mentioned that she had an apartment downtown. Downtown, she had an apartment. Now she's in this farm life saying, WTF, what is my life going to? What is going on here? They want me to pick eggs, feed goats. Yeah, she does wake up late, but, you know, I felt like Aspen was too much on her. I don't know. She's got, like, this vibe, like, I ain't liking this girl. Like, you know, the animals need to be fed at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., whatever the time it was. Listen, it's her first day on the farm. You know, cut her some slack here.
Yeah, I think I thought it was just me that was getting the whole jealousy vibe from Aspen. It's, like, almost like she might like... She might like Brandon, and Brandon's not into her. So it's like, okay. You invited the competition to come play and teach your daughter-in-law. Oh, she's going to throw shade all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So, you might be onto
something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I don't know. So we've seen other situations like this that... It's like random people, but they don't act this way. It's kind of like, oh, they're not going to make it through the farm life, or they won't be able to do this, or they're not going to be able to do that task. So the way that she acted was kind of a sense of jealousy. Like, maybe she did want Brandon after all.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. And they go out to dinner with Pop Pop, and Pop Pop's like thinking that Julia's just after the green card.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's seen a lot in his day. You know, he's well educated, and we all have that speculation too when we see these couples until they're married after 5 years and have a kid, and you know, here we go. But he is pretty funny too. Now the way Mother Brandon reacted to her neck, oh gosh, it's true. Buddy can have a cocktail. Buddy can gamble. Buddy can buy a lotto ticket. He's an adult. He can do what he wants. And if he wants to be a vampire or beaver in training, let him do it.
Exactly. Exactly. And even Pop Pop's like, I'd be biting her too. I'm like, is this a family thing? Is there something I'm missing?
And you know what's the funny thing? It's Brandon's mom's dad who says that.
Yeah, and the funny thing is he's also telling her, like, leave him alone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you guys are making too much of this.
Leave the neck biter alone. Leave that vampire do his thing. Now, she overreacts to the fact that, okay, there's the neck biting situation and how... If you don't put two and two together, they did sneak around. Like, hello? How did you not see that?
Yeah, and he even says, well, she's been wearing turtlenecks for the past couple of days.
Dun, dun, dun!
Like, dude. You don't get it. Oh, and the funny thing is, he says, but they mentioned something like, well, if we do it in the car, and they're kind of like, I'm like, okay. Yeah, so as long as it doesn't quite happen in the house, you guys are okay with it? That's super weird.
I do understand that point, because if they're right next door to each other, they don't want to hear it. But then it's funny how Yara has some jokes too. Like, maybe because mom is jealous.
Yeah, but then they're acting like, oh, well, if... when we're going to bed, they have to get out of each other's rooms. Like, okay. What if they just want to sit up and have a conversation about something? Like, yeah. Seriously. They have to get out of each other's room. So what do you want them to yell? So what do you want for breakfast? I'll have eggs. Do you want coffee with that? I'll pick that up for you. Like, come on. Oh, yeah. And then the wedding date. Thank you, Dahlia. The wedding date, Mother's Day weekend. So they've set a wedding date because these two are definitely ready to get hitched. They are tired. Brandon is finally standing up. His pair has dropped. He has grown a pair. Finally, we've all been waiting. It's like, oh, okay. You know, and so they have May 9th. And Mama Brandon is like, that's Mother's Day weekend. We can't do that. You know, let me explain to you that Mother's Day is a very, very important holiday in America. It's like, okay, just because she's from the Ukraine doesn't mean that she's never heard of America. I mean, I'm heard of Mother's Day. Like, are you kidding me? But again, they're trying to make him choose. Well, choose your mom, because if you don't choose your mom.
They're really trying to control Brandon as much as possible. It's incredible. Like, who would have thought that we would go from Debbie and Colty to Brandon and Mother Brandon? Dad is there to join for the ride because clearly he's got no choice. And it's very interesting dynamic. Brandon, yes, he finally found his cojones and said, yeah, no, the wedding date is going to be on Mother's Day weekend. It's our date. It's our anniversary. This is how it all started. And I was just like, wow, like, I cannot believe that he's actually doing this.
Yeah, I was proud of him. I was super proud of him. I was like, finally. It's just, oh my gosh. But they're not happy. And the good thing is, guess what? Brandon gets his stubbornness, honestly, because remember, they're not budging on the whole not being in the same room thing. So he's not budging on the whole, hey, wedding date thing. And they're like, well, we can do something different. No, you are not part of this marriage. What?
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, we will see what happens with this couple later.
So we have one more couple. And once again, we are live. I know I screwed up here on our little video. We are live. We have Mike and Natalie, and I don't want to go into a rabbit hole with these two because I just feel like, honestly, Mike eventually is going to find out how to break this off. But after seeing so much social media, it seems like Mike is giving everything for Natalie to break it off with him.
I know. It just seems like he's just really not into her. I'm sorry. I think he's pretty much still hurt from what happened in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
He takes her to the falls finally. Whatever, because I can't pronounce it. Whatever waterfall this is that she wanted to go to. And he takes her to dinner at first and gets a hotel room because it's that far away from him. And she starts criticizing his meal. You know, they kill everything on your plate so you can eat. You know, you should eat more vegetable. I'm like, oh my gosh, why is this woman like criticizing his whole thing? But remember, she's a vegetarian, and well, she can't be a vegetarian because she's eating fish. which, by the way, Natalie had to be killed so you could eat. I'm just trying to see your logic in this. Or is it just because you can't pet a fish? I'm confused.
You have a point about that. That's a really good point. She does eat fish. So I kind of felt bad for Mike in that situation of, you know, kind of criticizing everything while he was eating. Like, let the man have his piece of meat. Let the man have his steak. Like, it's, I don't know, if that was, let's say, my partner criticizing me what I ate, I would have been like, dude, it happens if I did the same thing to you. Like, why are you eating leaves? You know, leaves come from the ground. Are they washed properly? I'm just trying to make stuff up here. Yes, it's healthier alternative, but like, ugh, she's just so annoying. It's like she's finding little things to really nitpick at him. And then he took me to a bar. He took me to a bar. No, it's like, I don't know what her definition of a bar is, just because there's beer almost everywhere. So even at a golf course, they'll serve alcohol.
There's beer everywhere. You go to a bowling alley, there's beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? But here's the funny thing. I was just thinking, what would she have done if she was out to breakfast with Tariq when he ordered all that food for Hazel? Like, she would have lost all of everything.
Oh, Tariq would have said, the door's out there.
Exactly. She needs somebody like Mike is being so nice about this. But yeah. So and then the whole root beer float thing. Oh, it's beer. It's beer. Do you even taste alcohol in there? It's soda and ice cream. She was enjoying it until she read that it said beer.
Mm-hmm. And apparently the word beer means alcohol. Which, to a certain extent, I guess, I don't know. But the whole point is that she ruined it. She ruined that whole, every time they go out to eat, she ruins it. She really does. And
well,
then,
yeah. Well, at least he said more for me then.
Yeah, like, enjoy it. You might as well enjoy it. Now, we do see a part where she does call her friend and kind of let her know, like, hey, you know, how's it been? How are you liking it? And she kind of just lists every single negative thing ever. And, you know, I kind of yelled at the TV and I said, wow, Natalie, if you guys can picture me yelling, well, Natalie, at least this man has a job. He actually has a roof under his head to provide for you. At least he has a place. Like, we've seen previous couples where they're trying to scramble to find something. They're trying to figure out what job they're going to pick up next because right. The fiance's coming over.
Right. Imagine if she would have gotten with David from David and Annie. She would be having five cows and a chicken. I mean, oh my gosh.
Or if she was to be with Jinghu.
Oh my goodness.
Or with David.
Actually,
he's got everything. And plus, he has money. But
if. Or Caesar.
Oh, God. Yes. That's the one I was looking for. Caesar.
Yeah.
You know, she complains. She complains about everything, literally everything, from his commute to how the washing machine would work, to the bleach, to his food, to everything else. And why are we throwing firecrackers? It's like she's nitpicking every single thing about Mike. This relationship cannot work and shouldn't work. It's horrible.
Yeah, because he was going to scare the fish.
It's so horrible. Horrible.
But that's the crazy thing. And she's still, after all this, she's still looking for a ring. I was yelling at the TV, like, go home then. Mm-hmm. If you're so unhappy, go home.
Yeah, he's really giving her options to kind of just break it off so he doesn't look like the bad guy.
I was getting that impression too, because I've met guys like that where they really know they should break it off, but just so that they don't seem like the bad guy, they do everything in their power to make you just go, okay, you know what? Bye. So it's like, I don't know.
I don't know either, but I feel like I can't talk anymore, because with this couple, especially Natalie in particular, she just drives me nuts.
Yeah, she's a brat. She's like a total brat. She acts like a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And of course, like a 5-year-old. Next week, we see her call her mom and kind of tell her the whole situation, what's been happening. And she keeps complaining. Another week of complaining.
Of course. Of course. Why not?
Oh, gosh. Well, guys, I can't believe we've gone through all the couples. Tomorrow, we have a special live. How well do you know 90 Day Fiancé? I've picked some of the best lines ever. Well, there's been so many that it was so hard to choose from, but I've picked some of the funniest lines, and I'm going to be quizzing the coupon queen pin, but you guys can join in on the fun. I cannot wait. It is going to be a short one though, because if you guys seen my Instagram story, our schedules have gotten really busy this month, but we're going to keep it half an hour, but we're going to have fun. I hope you're ready, coupon queen pin.
Well, listen, it's one of those things. Okay, guys, I don't know the questions. So at this point, I'm as ready as I'm going to be, because I have no idea. This is like total pop quiz right now.
And then hopefully it'll be reverse. You can quiz me how well I know 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It is. So guys, don't forget to tune in tomorrow. It's going to be a special live. We want all of you guys to join in on the fun. And if you guys are listening to the podcast episode for tomorrow, which will air on Wednesday at 12 o'clock Eastern time, just join in on the fun. But we would love to get our live viewers to join in for sure. It's going to be tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, January 5th. I cannot wait. I gathered up quite a bit of quotes. You will get options. Some of them I didn't give you because I'm pretty sure you already know who said that. So I cannot wait. And hopefully we'll see you guys back here tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queen Pin from the CQP Moments Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka The Gentleman of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you're listening to a little bit of everything with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me,